Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. It's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today's podcast, we're going to talk about creatine. I know you guys have been hearing about this. This is one of those supplements that has proven benefits, and especially when it comes to women. Women of all ages and stages of life, whether it's peri or pre or postmenopausal, or menopausal, a new study just came out looking at something that we don't usually connect to with women's health and aesthetics. It's creatine. And why are we talking about this? Because we need to take care of ourselves first, and we need to teach our patients about the things that truly work, because that is going to improve their overall aging process. And that's kind of what we're all about in aesthetics. For me right now, it's about bioregenerative approaches, it's checking biomarkers, it's looking at epigenetics of aging, and really, I think, honing in on what is causing a person to age prematurely, what are lifestyle things that we can do, and creatine is one of them. So a new study just came out, and the results were actually pretty impressive, especially for women going through perimenopause and menopause. Researchers followed 36 women for 8 weeks and gave them different low-dose forms of creatine hydrochloride. And what they found was that medium-dose groups had faster reaction times, about 6.6% improvement, and even showed a 16% increase in creatine levels in the frontal part of the brain. And that's the area of the brain that helps with memory, focus, mood, decision-making. These women reported feeling less fatigued, fewer mood swings, and better concentration. Another group that took creatine hydrochloride paired with creatine ethyl ester saw a noticeable drop in anxiety and even improvements in their lipid panels. That's right, lowering their LDL and triglycerides. And the best part of creatine, it's very well tolerated. There's no weight gain, no major side effects, very high compliance. It's easy to take. Very rare, but some people can get like looser stools or diarrhea, but that sometimes helps when you're a constipation person. So, but why does this matter in aesthetics right now? Because we're moving into wellness integrated models where patients actually perceive better results when they feel influences on their overall health and wellness. When someone has more mental clarity, better mood stability, and more energy, they often feel more confident and satisfied with their life and their aesthetics treatments overall. This study for all of us suggests that creatine might be really helpful and simple as an add-on that we can take for muscle mass building, for concentration, and for focus. And I think we should all be doing it. I personally am taking 5 milligrams of creatine daily, and I'll go up to 10 to 15 when I have a really tough jet lag situation, or I pull an all-nighter, which I sometimes still do, sadly, writing papers and things. But it gives you mental focus. It brings your energy back to, you know, super focused, crisp, sharp thinking. So people love this idea. And the study suggested that low-dose creatine, something simple and accessible, might be a great add-on for women who are going through hormonal shifts and they want to optimize internal and external well-being. Because menopause is known for brain fog. It's known for giving us difficulty with focus, concentration, and anxiety. So this is something that you can tell your patients is going to give us that added level of improvement in their overall perception, their muscle mass, and muscle improvements. Even without exercise, creatine has been shown to boost muscle production. And with exercise, it's even more so amplified. So this one is a simple, easy add-on. I recommend you guys do it. And this is just another reminder that aesthetics isn't about the face. It's about supporting the whole person. I am no longer talking about lines, wrinkles, and like appearance and like prettiness. I am much more about resilience and being strong and a creature that can be adaptable and making my cells their most optimized state so that I can respond to everything that hits me in the environment. So there you have it, guys. That's your 5-Minute Friday. That's something for you to focus on with yourself. Get yourself on some creatine ASAP. I think you will notice the difference, and tell your patients too. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me for a longer podcast on Tuesdays. We'll do a deep dive on cutting edge, amazing things happening in the world of aesthetics and science. Regenerative science right now is so exciting to me. And you can find that on Tuesdays. And every Friday is a 5-Minute Friday. Don't forget to check out our website. It's beautybydrk.com. And our Instagram is the same, beautybydrk, D-R-K-A-Y. That's where you can find some of my internal radiance line, like my beauty collagen peptides and our beauty greens, which now have a new flavor. They are delicious and amazing. These are two healthy habits, habits that I stack for the new year. I put a scoop of collagen peptides in my coffee every day. I love to do beauty greens. I'll even throw in some extra turmeric. And I think that the small hacks are what make a big difference when you do them every day for a whole year. You're gonna innovate. You're going to invent a whole new you. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.